The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about your back didn't just go out. Why pain can be one of the last symptoms, not the first. Honestly, I see a lot of people who come in thinking that their problems are just muscle because that's what they feel. They feel that muscle pain. But what you feel is not always what started it. So a lot of the times, the muscles are the body's response to an inability, an imbalance, a structural stress. So pain is often the final alarm, but it's not the first sign. And so I really want to dive down deep into that. I had a gentleman who very much, and this is recent, I recently had a gentleman who came in, very much understands medicine and said, you know what, I think this is just muscular. But when we did a little bit of a deeper dive and actually looked, it was the muscles compensating for structural problems. And it's just such a powerful reminder that even really, really intelligent people can mistake the site of pain for the source of the problem. And so I thought, what a great time to be able to explain that. Because if this is something who understands medicine very well, and that's his thought process, then the general person probably thinks the same. And so after sitting down with him, he said, I want to throw this pillow at you. I've got cute little pillows on our exam chairs. And I said, why? And he goes, because what you're saying's making sense. And I was like, you wanted to be mad about this, didn't you? And he goes, I did. So I think just the understanding of what is happening and how it's happening, you know, if you have that education on structure and what we're doing, and then you choose to say nope, well, at least you have that really good bit of education to make a more educated decision. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications. Maybe
today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, cancer risk linked to common blood-related condition, research reveals. Thought this was interesting. So what that common blood-related condition is? Anemia. So anemia is a common blood disorder, may be a major risk factor for developing cancer. So that's according to a new research from Sweden, which sought to discover whether newly developed anemia is an early warning sign of cancer or death from any cause. So the study published in BMJ journals looked at the registry for more than 380,000 Swedish adults. Half were people with a new onset anemia, and the other half were the same age and gender but did not have anemia. All participants were over 18 and cancer-free as they started the study. The results showed that people with incident anemia, so a new case occurring over a specific period, had a significantly higher chance of being diagnosed with cancer, especially in the first 3 months, according to a press release. This includes 6.2% of men and 2.8% of women. Individuals with anemia also had a much higher chance of death during the 18-month follow-up. Specific types of anemia were individually linked to disease progression and mortality, the researchers discovered. So microcytic anemia, that's where the red blood cells are smaller than normal, think micro, little, was more frequently linked to cancer, especially types of disease that impact the digestive system and the blood. Macrocytic anemia, the type of anemia where the red blood cells are larger than normal, was strongly linked to overall mortality than cancer. So the researchers concluded in the study that new onset anemia is, quote, a strong and sustained risk marker for both incident cancer and all-cause mortality. So lead study author Eleanor Niemlander, who was a researcher at the Department of Neurobiology, Care, Science, and Society at the Karolinska Institute, commented on the findings in the press release from the Swedish Medical University. We found that both the risk of cancer and the risk of death are highest during the first months of anemia is detected, but that the increased risk persists later during follow-up as well. Our findings suggest that anemia may be the sign of underlying disease rather than a condition on its own. I thought that was very interesting because a lot of what we're talking about today is why muscles isn't the root cause. And this is kind of alluding to that, you know, maybe anemia is more of a symptom. So Niemlander noted that measures like red blood cell size are already, quote, routinely available in primary care, and that the study highlights how this existing data can help identify early risk. At the same time, the elevated risk persists over time, underscoring the need for structured follow-up and clear plans for continued evaluation, even when cancer is not initially identified. So the researchers, so they go on to talk about some of the limitations about how the study was observational. So it shows an association, but doesn't necessarily prove that anemia causes death. Researcher also did not look for all causes of anemia. So I think it's just one of those ones in general. There was always like, yes, there's got to be follow up. They said one interesting observation is that the cancer risk increases early within the first 3 months. This suggests that there were hidden or early identification of cancer, not necessarily a causation. They also added that the follow-up is relatively short at 18 months, so it doesn't really address any long-term risk. She said, I think the main take-home point here is that in those patients who are identified as being anemic, their healthcare provider should look a bit closer to see if there's an underlying malignancy, right? Malignancy being a cancer. And perhaps this early detection can improve outcome in the long term. So I think it's just when our body gives us signs and symptoms, but getting to the root cause and figuring out inevitably that underlying is so important. But, you know, oftentimes I will see that if a practitioner looks at lab work, either they don't run iron or anything linked to anemia, or what they'll be able, they'll look at kind of different blood cells. But if it's not terribly out of range, they just won't address it. They'll just do a follow-up in a year and hope that it changes. So I think this is one that they're like, hey, when this happens, you need to pick your head up and look at all the other things that are going around, because this might not be the root cause. And as a doctor at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, that is very specifically one of the things that we look at. There is likely something else that's underlying going on, and you want to have a doctor full of knowledge to look a step deeper and just not take it for face value, because that's just not how the human body functions, right? There's oftentimes more that we need to be able to look into or do or find to make the body healthy, not just feel great, right? Or, you know, so now when we come back, more of how your back didn't just go out and how pain can be the last symptom, not the first. Next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
I was down, but now I'm up. Let's go. Oh, it's all God, this ain't no love. Yeah, I used to be stuck in that mud. Yeah, I was down, but now I'm up. I was down, but now I'm up. Let's go. Oh, it's all God, this ain't no love. Yeah, I used to be stuck.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we are talking about how your back didn't just go out, why pain may be the last symptom, not the first. One of the things that really made me want to dive down deeper into this is because I had someone recently who came into the office very educated in the medical field, and he said, I think this is just muscle. So of course, one of the things that I truly value at what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is a comprehensive exam and consultation. So I asked more questions. How long has it been going on? Well, this spasm's been going on for at least 3 weeks. And I was like, okay, was there a trauma of some sort? He said, no. I was just being alive. And I was like, how long is it? You know, this exacerbation has been 3 weeks, but how long has it, like, when do you first remember it starting? And the answer to that was, I mean, I don't even know, probably 20 years ago. And I said, okay. So you think it's just muscle? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, what have you tried so far? And he said, well, I've done massage and I've done icy hot and I've done the hot shower and I've done, he was talking about all the over the counters that he was taking enough to like give him belly aches. Well, I'm like, well, that's too much then. You know that. He was like, well, I know, that's why I'm here. And I'm like, okay, so what do you, it would make sense if you were like, well, no, I said, you know, if, imagine you were in a car accident, right? Do you think that your muscles would be this spasmed 3 weeks later after a car accident? And he said, no, they would have gotten better by this point. And I said, right, but you weren't in a car accident and it's 3 weeks later and it's not better. He's like, okay. And I was like, that tells me as a practitioner that there is likely something else that's going on, right? And so a lot of the times people think like, oh my gosh, my back just went out because I bent over or I picked up a sock or, you know, those things might trigger it, but it's rarely the root cause. You know, people will come in and they're like, I don't know what happened. And I'm like, well, you know, typically it's one of two things that happens when someone comes in, is that you come in because you did something to cause the problem. But those things are easy. So that, for example, is like, I got into a car accident, right? I fell off of a ladder. I was in a motor vehicle accident. I got whatever, bicycle accident, was moving a washer and dryer by myself. So something like that, right? You're like, yes, I could tell you exactly when and how I did this. But truly, I feel as if that is the minority of people that I see in the office. What I see more so is like that gentleman who says, I didn't do anything, or I was just sleeping, just being alive, you know, like, and that's typically one where you didn't do something to cause it. You did something to exacerbate an underlying. And those underlyings where you could have been like, well, you know, maybe I'll just stop. You know, here's another great example. When people do stuff to exacerbate an underlying, this is where I see someone who comes in and they're like, yeah, I've tried 8 different pillows. You know, I'm pretty sure we need a new mattress. So you get the new mattress, right? You spend thousands of dollars on a new mattress and then your back still hurts. And you're like, that mattress was just exacerbating the underlying. Like, it's one of those that you're like, hey, let's really evaluate what the root cause is. I think another really large misconception that I see is that if it feels tight, then it must be muscular. And that's not necessarily true, because often the muscle is reacting to something that's deeper. So like instability, degeneration, if you have structural misalignment, you know, it's so much that the gentleman that came in was having terrible neck pain. Well, one of the reasons why I truly believe we're so successful at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is because we evaluate the spine as a whole. And he was like, yeah, I might have just some like aches and pains, but nothing that's out of the normal. And I'm like, any ache and pain is out of the normal. But and he was like, he ends up like there was just a ton of degeneration. He had a curvature. So it's just one of those aspects you're like, but had we not done that very thorough exam and consultation and then and also did follow up in terms of x-rays, which I also think is very interesting, because I find that often people are adverse to x-rays. And I could totally understand why. I do this every time I go to the dentist. I'm like, do I really need those? Are you sure? Sure I need those? They're like, yeah. And I think, why? And the answer, they're always like, oh, you know, never once have they been like, no, you don't need them. We just need them for fun, right? They're like, yes, because we can see something that we can't see with the naked eye, right? And that's how it is with x-rays at our office. If by chance, you know, because we don't take x-rays on everyone, but if myself or a doctor in the office thinks that you need x-rays, it's probably because there is likely something else underlying that we can't see with the naked eye. And so it was so funny because, you know, this medical guy who came in was like, I don't want x-rays. I don't think I need x-rays. And I said, okay. So imagine you have like a patient who comes in and that patient says, I have a terrible bellyache. And you're like, how long has it been going on? And you're like, well, it's been on and off for 20 years, but it's been really, really bad for the last 3 weeks. Like, I can't sleep, I can't move, do all the things. Would you just say, oh, here's a little bit of Miralax. I hope you poop good. See you later. Or, as a good practitioner would you opt to do more in-depth, would you use your tools to figure it out? Would you do labs? Would you do like a CT or an MRI to be like, is this liver? Is it gallbladder? Is it a kidney stone? Is it right? And then you can be really, really accurate to be the best doctor ever. And it was like, well, yeah, of course that's what we do. But yeah, but I'm like, but so if now if a chiropractor wants to take x-rays, now we're crazy, right? Or is it one where we're like, there's something deeper and there's only so much that you can see with the naked eye? I'll tell you, I found fractures that people didn't know that they had. I had a colleague who I was talking to just the last couple of days who had a young adolescent. I think she's probably like 17 or 18. Who had an avulsion fracture on her ischial tuberosity. So like her butt bone. And it was likely from like a pulled hamstring she had years ago. So she's like, have you ever had problems here? Like, is it still hurt here? And the girl was like, yeah, you know, it's just, it comes and goes. It's not constant. And so it was, she had a history of a fracture there. So just those things. But, you know, that would be missed had someone opted not to do a more extensive exam and consultation. So these aspects of why we do what we do, I think, is so important, because oftentimes by the people experience pain, like pain's the smoke alarm, it's not the fire, you know, but and the muscles may feel the way that they do and be the way that they are, but that's not where it started. Muscles don't just automatically say, you know what, sounds like a good day to spasm. Usually it's a compensation thing. There's something else that's underlying. And so where the average person is just going to mask it, again, my goal at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is to figure out more ways to the root cause. Like those are, there's something that is going on. So I think that's the aspect of, it's not random. It's not because you bent the wrong way. The real cause of a lot of this is cumulative instability or degeneration, poor movement patterns, compensation for weaker and balanced areas. And so, for example, I mean, fun fact, the leading cause of disability worldwide is typically because of lower back pain. And one of the strongest predictors of future episodes is if there's a prior injury, you know. But then we don't address the prior injury, unfortunately. We just kind of like brush over it. But here is the problem, is that cavities don't hurt until there's deep decay, you know. And so oftentimes when people come in, you know, heart disease builds for decades before there's a heart attack. And we know that, and we're clear and candid and concise about that in medicine. But then when it comes to something like degenerative spinal changes, we think that could never be me because I don't have pain. 7% of a nerve fiber feels pain, 93% is function. And so oftentimes degenerative spinal changes occur without symptoms. A very high percentage of patients that are asymptomatic can still have minor disc bulges or degeneration. A lot of the times pain is influenced by central processing, not just damaged tissue. So by the time you feel the pain, the problem has already been there. And this is what I always kind of liken it to. If you come into my office and you're like, hey, I have a toothache, right? And you're like, oh no. Okay, well, let's see how we can help. How long have you had this toothache for? And people will say, well, I don't know, like on and off for 20 years. And I'm like, 20 years? You've had this toothache for 20 years? And they're like, yeah. You know, usually what I would do is I would slap a little bit of like Orajel on it, take a couple over the counter, and be good to go. And I've done that for 20 years and it's worked fine. But now this is the worst toothache I've ever had. And now it's going on unrelenting for 3 weeks, and, you know, over the counters, all the stuff that I've normally done hasn't helped. And you're like, well, yeah, duh. Because it's not the same toothache. What was likely a cavity now at this point needs to be like a root canal or an extraction, or right? Like, it's not the same. And yet somehow, some way, with spine and nervous system, we don't think that the process of degeneration is the same. Tooth decay, spinal decay, that process of degeneration is similar. So you say, I've had this back pain on and off for 20 years. And what I used to do is I used to just go to my chiropractor. They used to give me 3 or 4 adjustments and then I was perfect. And you're like, no, the pain went away. But if the structure was still wrong, the cause of the problem is still there. So all you did was slap a little bit of Orajel and take some over-the-counter Tylenol. And now all of a sudden you're doing the same thing 20 years later, and you realize why I can't give you 3 adjustments to make you feel perfect and make the pain go away. I had a woman just recently call. She's in her 70s and she goes, how come my back still hurts? I said, ma'am, you've had 3 adjustments. That's it. You've had 30 to 40 years of degeneration. If you had 3 adjustments and you say your back still hurts. And she goes, well, it did feel a little bit better. I'm like, exactly. Like, this is one where some people will be very clear and transparent. They'll be like, you know what? I know that this is going to take some time. And other people are like, what do you mean it's not going to be just one adjustment? And you're like, what? You have a reverse curvature. You have a scoliosis. You have degeneration. No, it took decades to get this bad. And it's not going to be one adjustment, right? But I feel like when you educate people about what is happening and how it's happening, it gives us at Greenwood Family Chiropractic the ability and opportunity to truly get to the root cause and get people well. Which is why when we return, I want to share the story of a patient who has been doing wonderfully after finally coming in, getting to the root cause. We'll talk more to him next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about why you keep throwing your back out. I think, you know, it's not random. It's not because you have bad luck. It's not because you bent the wrong way. There are real, actual causes. And I think, you know, it's one that all of a sudden, you know, you do the stretching, you do the ice, you do the heat, you do massage, you do pain meds, and it doesn't last because it treats the muscle, not the structure or the nerve control. If the problem was truly muscle, it wouldn't keep coming back. And the fact that it becomes recurring, there's a reason. Oftentimes, muscles are trying to protect that instability or underlying degeneration. And so oftentimes we have these misalignments. We have, so it changes the way that you move and we compensate. And because of that compensation, it alters the stress and pressure on the joints, which increases a rate of degeneration. And this is one I shared, and he has truly prompted this a little bit more is, you know, when you have altered spinal mechanics, that's linked to the degenerative process. Proprioception and motor control deficits have a huge aspect in chronic low back pain. These are all supported research studies. And so it's not just like a chiropractor saying, I just think in my practice. Now, granted, being in practice for almost 2 decades now at this point has given me the opportunity and ability to be able to know more about long-term outcomes and improvements when addressing underlying dysfunction. You know, relief is temporary. And that's what I think the average chiropractic often does is we seek this temporary relief. We want to be no more or less than glorified Advils. But again, the actual getting down to the root cause, structural correction, neuromuscular reeducation, neurospinal corrective chiropractic is really what changes an individual's future. It's actually rebuilding stability. So I do want to share a testimony of a patient who has come in and has really just listened to those things, decided he inevitably wanted to get more down to that root cause, and is giving us an opportunity to share that story today. Welcome, Brian, to the line. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you today.
Okay, so I appreciate your time. Let's talk. So what were some of the things that you experienced before starting at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Before coming to the clinic, probably 2 years or so, my back has been what I call going out, in the sense that it would all of a sudden just hurt so extremely bad that I couldn't walk, I couldn't move. And prior to coming to the Greenwood Family Chiropractic, I was down in my back for 3 solid weeks. I couldn't move. It hurt to breathe. It hurt to sit up in bed. Literally, my wife and daughter had to carry me practically down the stairs. I was walking with a cane. To get in the vehicle to go anywhere was just extremely painful to try to get into the car or get into the truck. They had to help me in. They had to help me out. Extreme pain, extreme discomfort. It was like my life was taken away from me.
And I think it's worthy to note, you're how old?
I'm 45 years old.
And how long had this been going on for?
About 2 years.
And so what were some of the things that you had tried for this?
Well, I actually tried a chiropractic before coming to your clinic and was extremely disappointed. There was no relief. There was no help. Prior to coming to your clinic, I went to the emergency room twice. They gave me shots for the pain, which did not help at all. They actually sent me to a specialist, a spine specialist, and he did x-rays, looked at the spine, and said he couldn't, quote, find anything wrong. But if there wasn't any improvement, then he wanted me to come back and get injections and get shots. And that was something that he said I would probably have to have for the rest of my life. Of course, you know, I didn't want that, and I didn't want to get any injections into my spine. So I actually found Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Facebook, and it scrolled up, and I'm thinking, I've got to do something. I've got to try this. So we set up an appointment, and we came into Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
And so I have to laugh a little bit because you always think about, like, really, how'd you find us? Because, but so you had faith in us, which I appreciate, you know, especially when someone has seen chiropractors before. You know, we're often not the first stop for people. So I always appreciate people's trust when they meet us and think, you know, I think that this is going to be what makes the difference. And so over these last several months, what are some of the changes that you've experienced?
Sure. Walking into your clinic, if you can call it walking in, I was using a cane. My daughter, my wife practically carried me in. It was painful to stand up, to sit down, to breathe, just intense pain. And the moment we walked into your clinic, and I think the name is really right, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we felt like family. You welcomed us in, you helped us, you know, took the x-rays, and it, because it was, I was such a chronic case, you gave me that first adjustment right away. Mm-hmm. And was very grateful for that. And you charted the course for us, told us what we needed to do, explained everything very, very well, very clear. And, you know, we decided that we were going to see this through to the end, that we were going to be faithful to the plan, the treatment plan, just to see what happens. We had nothing to lose, and I didn't want, you know, injections into my spine. So we kept coming and followed the plan that you prescribed. In a matter of just a short period of time, the cane went away. And
I feel like that was like a really big win. You know, the day that you're like, hey, I can put on my own socks and I no longer have to rely on a cane to be mobile in my mid-40s. Like, that's a really, really big win.
You know, it was huge for me. And, you know, being down on my back, because, you know, I'm an active person, but being down on your back and you can't do anything, you know, it was extremely emotional, the fact that, wow, I can actually stand up without the use of a cane, and I can even walk without somebody helping me. It was a huge win, and it was a great victory. Very emotional, and we thank God for that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, all we're doing is just removing interference. Like, your body can function, your body can heal. So I know that the very obvious differences are you kicked the cane to the curb. Your mobility, obviously, you don't need help with others to just do normal everyday functional movements. But there has been some other really great unexpected changes that you've experienced as well. And so I would love if you shared some of those too.
Sure, absolutely. We wanted to stay faithful to the home exercise, stay faithful to the office visits, even once we were out of pain, because our goal wasn't just to get out of pain, although that was the immediate need. You know, we want to be healthy, and we don't want this to happen again. You know, I don't want to be laid up in bed again for 3 weeks with the back issue. So we've stayed faithful with that, and there's been other health improvements because of that. I have chronic sinus issues, allergies, was taking Tylenol sinus probably once a day, if not twice a day, every day, and now maybe once every 2 weeks, if that. Sinus has improved dramatically. My eyesight, and one of my left eye has been my worst eye as far as eyesight is concerned. I've gone to the same eye doctor for years, and just recently we went in for our annual checkup, and they took pictures of my eyes, and she was shocked at what she saw. She said the nerves in your eyes are actually glowing, and she told me that she only normally sees that in young children. She says it's like your eye is rejuvenating and renewing itself. Mm. And she was able to prescribe me glasses that was able to take that eye and make it 20/20. And she said prior to you know, this last visit, she never thought that that eye could be corrected to that amount. So she was in shock at the improvement in my eyesight.
Yeah. I think so, that's the healing. When you talk about, like, health is your body's ability to heal, healing isn't just removal of pain, you know, like that healing functioning that you have is it, like, that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, it's really incredible. You know, I've had a hard time hearing, and did a hearing test, and the high end of my hearing was like jumping off a cliff. It was like non-existent. So they prescribed hearing aids for me, and I've been using them. But in the last little while here, I've set it to the lowest setting, and it's kind of hurting my head because my hearing has improved. And the only thing that we've done different is consistent chiropractic care.
Yeah.
So we're seeing benefits, and I look forward to, you know, what next year is going to bring and the year after that. And my back has so improved to the point that last week when we were on vacation in California, I was able to run on the beach with no pain in my knees, no pain in my back. It was really incredible. So coming to your office has really, you know, given us our life back. And, you know, I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. And you say we and us quite a bit.
Yes. Yes.
So that, would you like to share a little bit more about that? Because I do think that's noteworthy. You know, we think people should come when they're, you know, they're walking in at 45 in a cane, and it's like, well, then what is we?
Sure. Well, I had received such improvement that I wanted my family to be beneficiaries, you know, of the health improvements that I was experiencing, and experience them for themselves. So my wife and my four children come with me to Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and my girls and my wife have suffered from migraines for years, and that has improved. They haven't had a migraine since coming to your clinic, and you know, it's just incredible. I want to start them off on the right path, so when they're 45, they don't have to deal with what I'm dealing with now, so that they can have a longer period of life that is full of vitality, without any pain, you know, any limitations whatsoever.
Yeah.
So our whole family is coming.
Yeah, I think that's one, when you start investing in health at that age. I always think about my kids and I'm like, man, you know, they've both been adjusted since birth. So I'm just like, I wonder if they're going to have that appreciation because they didn't have to go through those hardships, you know?
Sure.
So, but I do think it's one that's such a blessing to be able to bestow upon kids and that family, to be like, hey, we want to have that quality of life and live that together.
You know, absolutely. You know, and I look forward to getting older and playing with my grandkids and not having any issues or any pains. And, you know, and that's definitely, we feel like God directed us to Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and we're just very grateful for it. And the staff there is wonderful. You know, we're very pleased, very happy. And it's a blessing to be connected. And we're just grateful that we've got our life back.
Yeah. Well, and I thank you for not only sharing your testimony, because I know that more than you know, those words will resonate on ears who have the same thing. They've gone through the injections, they've seen the other chiropractors, but just to know that there's still hope out there, I think your words, you'll never know how far reaching your words really go. But then too, you know, and I appreciate your trust. You had kind of quite a bit going on before and while you came in. So just that appreciation that you allow us to be alongside of the health journey for you and your family is always appreciated.
Well, we appreciate what you do. And we so believe in your clinic and what you do that we tell everybody about it. We tell our family, our friends, you know, because we've seen improvements, you know, we've seen results, you know, and we want other people to share in that same experience. So we highly recommend Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and we tell everybody about it. It gave us our life back. What more can you say?
Hey.
You know, it's just incredible.
I thank you so much for your time and your we love seeing you in the office, the presence and the support that you lend to the office. I always appreciate it. So thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you, doctor. We appreciate it very much.
All right. Well, and so we will see you this week for your adjustment.
Yes, ma'am. We'll see you.
All right. Have a great one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, if you want more information on how to get down to the root cause of your problem, now, if you're one who's ready to figure out it's not just muscle, that your muscles are doing the right thing at the right time, even though it feels terrible, there is a reason why. Give us a call, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can schedule an appointment right now. You don't have to talk to anyone. You don't have to put on your fancy phone voice. You just go, you don't even have to be wearing pants when you do it. You just go online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation, right? How many times does your body have to warn you before you listen? How many times are you going to go through the temporary fixes and not actually find a practitioner, a doctor who's going to help you get a long-term solution? Back issues are predictable. They're not random, and pain is often the last warning sign your body is giving you. So if you are already there, there needs to be one that we get to the root cause. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, again, what that looks like when you come in is we're going to go through an initial exam and consultation, a comprehensive, right? Let's figure out what have you tried? What worked? When did it happen? How long has it been going on for? What sort of things have you tried that may or may not have worked? From that point, we can figure out if imaging, like x-rays, is clinically appropriate. And from that point, then we sit down and come up with a plan. A lot of the times people say, what's it going to take? How many? How long? What's my insurance cover? And I say, all very good questions. So when we sit down and review, we'll cover that. If we take x-rays, obviously that's going to play into our course of care for recommendations. You'll get adjusted. How you adjust and respond to that, it's a fact-finding appointment, right? Like, what does that look like? And from there, we can say, all right, here's what's going on and here's what we think. Frequency, time, cost, insurance, out of pocket. It allows us to know exactly what's going on so that there's no guessing, right? We want to be effective, as efficacious as possible. We want to be safe in what we do. And that's what you get at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So again, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.